Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
If you're new to The Positive Truth, we bring that positive and uplifting news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, and bring people and communities together. I'm JP, the wonderful person. On the line is Tim McCoy. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm having a great day, Tim.
Touché.
Hopefully everyone is having a great day as well. If you want to support the podcast, leave us go like, share, subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Follow us on all our social media accounts, Instagram, Twitter, our YouTube. We post all kinds of cool videos. And our Facebook, where we post positive news stories. And some we don't even talk about. And you don't even have to have a Facebook to check it out. Like that page as well. We got some more t-shirts coming so we can start, you know, doing if you
passing
give us...
back out.
Exactly.
If you have, I had like 3 people hit me up for a shirt today. Today, literally.
For real?
Like through Snapchat. So somebody at USAO, University of, what is it, Science and Agriculture of Oklahoma, they were rocking that shirt. I have a couple, you know, former athletes that go there, and I'm assuming it was them. And I had random people snapping me, hey, isn't this your podcast? Hey, I want a shirt. Hey, I still haven't got my shirt. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down, guys. I'll get them to you as soon as we get some smalls. You guys are little dudes like me, so chill out.
Yeah, I told Batman we need some more.
Man, that's what's up. We definitely do. I feel like we ran out so quick. All we have are like larges and extra larges.
I think the larges are gone now too. If you're one of those people waiting for a shirt to come, if you gave us a 5-star review or got 10 people to like our Facebook page, they're coming. We promise.
Tú sabes.
That was very suave, Tim.
Yeah, I like that. That was the best comment ever.
And with that, we're going to get into our 6 positive news stories. Tim, do you want to start?
Yeah, for sure, man. So I have this really cool story. The staff at St. Luke's Health System in Idaho, Meridian, Idaho, they do this really cool thing. They stop in the line in the hallway and get in a straight line, right? It's in the halls of the ICU to show respect for patients providing the life-saving gift of organ donation. So whenever somebody comes into the ICU and they're getting ready to donate an organ, whatever the reason is, whether they pass away and they're donating their organs through that, the whole entire staff in the ICU, they step outside of their rooms, and as their body goes by, they have a silent tribute. They get completely silent, lock arms, hold each other's hands, and as they push the body by, they display just silence. It's basically them telling them thank you to the family for allowing an honor to share. And that's that, man. I have a video of them actually doing that. There's dozens of medical staff. They're paying a silent tribute to a 53-year-old man who was in the ICU, and he was moving from the operating room. And they did this, and they posted the video to the Facebook page saying thank you. And I thought it was one of the just most amazing things I've seen on Facebook, period. The fact that they took the time to do this, it's so amazing for that family that they may have lost a loved one. They may have lost their grandfather, but their grandfather just saved somebody else. So it's letting that family know that, you know, even though he's not here, he's still able to help out. And that's uplifting. That's as uplifting as it gets, really, in such a hard time.
Oh, the video is amazing. I actually saw this, but I knew you'd talk about it better. Definitely check that out. Post it. We're going to post it on the Facebook page. Just respect and honor.
Hey, so I'm an emotional person. Did you tear up at all whenever you watched this video?
Tim, don't ask me that question because I feel like you know the answer.
Dog, I teared up. I'm not going to lie.
And for everyone that doesn't know us, that I didn't tear up.
Yeah, I'm definitely a weenie. I'm like the emotional one.
You're not a weenie. You're going to live longer than me. I'm one of those people that tries to cry and it just doesn't come out.
Oh, man. I just thought about so many instances where I'm just like, maybe he was trying to cry.
Really?
Nah, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to think about him. Like, wait a minute. Maybe he was just laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're definitely laughing.
You know what I'm not laughing at, Tim?
What's that, sir?
National Voter Registration Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the 2014 midterms, 154,000 people registered. You want to know how many people registered during the to register for the 2018 midterms?
How many is that?
800,000.
Whoa.
Yes. Regardless, if you're Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. 800,000 people are registering to vote so they can go make an impact this November in the ballot booth. And I think that's awesome. This is also America, in case you all were wondering. And yeah.
Yeah, man, that's dope. I mean, we did a whole episode. One of our very first episodes is why you should vote. I've talked about it on social media, my personal social media pages, about trying to get friends to vote. And to see or to hear that many people are registering to vote, it's mind-blowing to me.
So just to recap that episode, you're not just voting for like one thing. You're voting for things in your community, city councilors, like all sorts of things. It's just, and you know, if you want to change everything, you don't start at the top, you start at the bottom. Pyramid's only as big as its base, so you can't just expect to vote for like the top piece, the president, and then just not be involved. It's not going to actually change your community for the better unless you're out there doing it all the time.
Let him know, JP. Hit him with the knowledge.
I just did. Tim, you want to hit him with another positive news story?
I do. I have another hospital positive news story. This one was wild. So a hospital staff at a children's hospital in Jiangsu, China, I hope I said that right, they saved an 8-year-old boy's life last week. And you know how they did it?
How?
They performed CPR for more than 5 hours.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man, this boy went into cardiac arrest, and the hospital basically got 30 staff members, and they were in a straight line, and for every 2 minutes, they would switch to a new staff member to another and just continue doing it for over 5 hours. They basically were doing it all night to get this, to keep him alive so they can transfer him to a better hospital with better facilities, and they did it for 5 hours, and now he is in stable condition receiving a treatment at Shanghai's Fudan Hospital, and they have reportedly sent a letter to the entire children's hospital where he was at, thanking the staff for saving his life.
Dog, that's awesome on so many levels.
Yeah, man, 5 hours of CPR is like nuts.
Five hours of anything is nuts.
Unless it's sleep.
Facts, Tim. Facts.
I love the facts right there.
Yeah, but that's just awesome, man. I feel like we could do positive news stories about hospitals every day for the next like 10 years, and we would just never run out.
Man, that's like a Sunday. Oh wow, a Sunday episode. That's like a when do our episodes come out? Monday? Our Monday episode. We should probably do positive truth about hospitals.
I like it, Tim.
We'll see.
Well, we're at the halfway point where we like to do a little bit of audio meditation. In the stresses of life, we often, you know, we overlook all the great things going on around us. So me and Tim, we say one thing we're thankful for. We encourage you to play along, do the same. Think about one thing you're grateful for. It's a little bit of audio meditation, make your day so much better. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I am thankful for networking. Like, social media has made it so easy to network with other people. That's why we're able to do something like this, like the positive truth. Recently, I've had two people message me that started a podcast recently asking for advice. I had a professional runner who we actually interviewed on here, Fraser LeGeese. He came to practice when I was coaching cross country. He came to one of my practices and helped coach one of my practices. Myself and Fraser went to a middle school and we helped out over there. And the reason why I'm bringing up these random things, it's all through networking. It's all through us meeting somebody that's doing something positive, that they're on the same journey that we're on when it comes to making our community better. And we're out here able to give each other advice, help each other out with small projects that they need help with. And it helps everybody go such a long way. So I'm really thankful for networking.
When you start doing positive things, positive people and positive situations start popping up in your life.
Tú sabes.
Tim, you want to know what I'm grateful for?
What is that, sir?
Wait for it. I'm grateful for fathers.
Oh, snap. Woo! That caught me off guard. So let's hear this.
So me and Tim were having a little bit of a chat about dads before we came on. It was very positive truth after dark. Let's just put it that way.
I like that, after dark.
So I just want to say, like, fathers do incredible things. Especially in this day and age when parents are spending more time with their kids than ever and dads are just doing so much more, different roles, parents in general with all the work and everything. But there's nothing like a positive father figure in your life. I know I had one. Didn't get along all the time. He wasn't my like biological father, but he took care of me and just put me in so many situations that like I didn't even realize other people didn't have. And now that I'm older, I'm realizing, like, oh, wow, like, if I ever do have kids, I want to do the same thing he did. Like, put me in a situation where I can do something positive with my life later on instead of just having to carry it all on my own. Like a lot of my friends did. So, yeah, shout out to positive fathers, fathers in general. Dads are doing a great job.
I like that, JP.
See how he spun that negative into a positive, Tim?
Man, I'm inspired. I'm not even going to lie. Because if they would have heard our conversation beforehand, they'd have been like, what?
I told Tim we should talk about it on the next father episode we do with JoJo, our super producer. And he was like, no.
Yeah, I definitely said no. I don't know if I've said no before on this podcast, but no.
I thought it was incredibly positive, Tim.
Dude, what you just said right there was incredibly positive. I've never actually, like, I don't think I've heard you ever admit to, like, having kids one day, though. And that was the closest thing to it.
I mean, I got to get a date first, Tim. I'm not suave like you are.
Tú sabes.
You know what's also great? The fact that North Korea and South Korea are trying to, you know, build some friendships, build some bonds. And on October 1st, they did the first step to demilitarizing their zone, their DMZ. By clearing minds, just started October 1st. And if you don't think that's awesome, I got something even more awesome that Tim's gonna love. I got a positive dog story.
Oh yeah?
So dogs in North Korea have been like paws and hostiles. So basically North Korea sent South Korean President Moon Jae-in two dogs as a token of friendship. And if, see, dogs are bringing people together, Tim.
I'm loving that. You know why I love that so much though?
Why, Tim?
It goes in with my last story.
Okay.
So, Simon Cowell, he's actually doing whatever he can to help close dog meat farms in South Korea. So, they're coming together by sending dogs. Now, this man, Simon Cowell, or if you guys don't know who he is, he's one of the founders of the American Idol, and he's also the American Got Talent judge, and he's donated over $32,000 to the Humane Society International, which will save over 200 dogs from being killed and eaten.
Well, that's awesome, Tim, but I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, it was in Korea, and it was about dogs. That's all I had.
That's nice, though. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it caught me off guard, the fact that he was saving dogs, because he plays such, like, a tool bag on TV that you wouldn't think he does anything positive in his life.
Did you just say tool bag?
I did, man. That came out of left field.
I've never heard that before.
I don't know why I said that. I'm not sure if I've ever used it in a sentence.
I've heard tool and douchebag, but never tool bag.
Tool bag. Something new from Tim I just threw out there. Let's see if it
You know who's not trends. A tool bag? Steve-O. You know he's 10 years sober now?
Dude, that's amazing. You talking about Jackass Steve-O?
Yes. And Dude. So 10 years sober, and like we don't talk enough about overcoming addiction and just how awesome that is. In our positive news story, but since he, for his 10-year sober anniversary, you know, you want to know what he did, Tim?
What's that?
He crushed his first triathlon.
Steve-O did a triathlon?
You know it, man.
This is mind-blowing. This is the dude that swallowed a goldfish and threw it back up into a cup.
Okay,
like, that's who we're talking about right now.
Yes, we don't need to go into what he's done. Trying to keep it G-rated, man.
My bad.
Can't be calling people tool bags on the Positive Truth.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I need to calm it down. Let me sit back in my car seat.
So it was the Nautica Malibu Triathlon in LA, Los Angeles, California. It raised money for childhood cancer research. And he did a half-mile swim, biked 17 miles, and a four-mile run along the beach.
I am snapping my fingers to this man.
Also, Steve-O looked younger than he looked 10 years ago. Shout out to getting off the drugs. Sobriety is awesome. And yeah, shout out to Steve-O. I'm definitely going to share this on the Positive Truth Facebook page.
Please do. I want to check this out.
So yeah, I think, are we out of stories, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a positive quote?
I do, and I like it. Tell me if you can guess who said it. Do or do not, there is no try.
Oh, Yoda?
Haha, I knew you would get it.
When you said that, I was like, there's no way I would get this.
Well, I know you're a Star Wars fan, so tu sabes.
The Force is with us. Hopefully the Force is with all of our listeners as well. Spread some positivity through the day. And yeah, we'll be back soon with more positive news stories. We're out.
Stay positive.